Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us right now on the hotline, I'm telling you, this is going to be fun. It always is. You've seen this guy from Comedy Central to both Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, you name it, he's been on it. Also, the Mind of Mencia, he will be in Oxnard, California, believe it or not. We'll talk to him about the address of this club because I can't believe it's actually what they say it is. He's Pablo Francisco. First of all, do you need to get paid in advance when a club is on Collection Boulevard? I mean,
that's right. So on Collection Boulevard. It's a crazy song. That's right. It's Collection Boulevard. It's right on the corner, right parallel to bankruptcy. That's right. I'm Casey. On the next ABC's Oxnard, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, man. What's going on with Oxnard, man? Huh?
He's in every movie, and now he's in every TV show. He's also in Star Wars. The Force is with you, but you're not a Jedi yet.
Huh? Darth Vader? You're my father? I don't think so. Darth Wahlberg? Huh? You doing good?
I'm surprised you're not a DJ yet.
I mean, Pablo, what do you eat in the morning? This is unbelievable.
Well, it's a limit. You know, I go down to Starbucks, okay? And I go down there, okay?
Yeah, come on, man. He goes to Starbucks, man. That's where he goes.
I go to Starbucks, okay? And, yeah, I get to go to coffee. And you go to Starbucks and get that coffee. Hey, would you like a cup of... They work really hard.
For a little tiny cup.
Yeah, I go to Starbucks with a little cappuccino, like play a little tea party with Barbie. Here you go, little cup. Yeah. In the morning, it's a little bit of that, and then I run 8 miles, and after I run 8 miles, I kill a little bunny, then I get jumped by some police, and they bring me right here. And that's...
Your poor parents. I mean, I was an only child. I just couldn't imagine, because my parents thought I was bad. I couldn't imagine if they had you.
Oh, guy, no. You know what, man? It's a little bit of ADD, EFG, positive ADD. That's why I don't get an escort, because she'll charge me 5 times, and I don't like that. But, at least I'm like Caitlyn Jenner, that's right, he's like the true Transformer. There's personality and a personality. He's his own alibi, you know. Hey, I was there, he was there. But, why am I making fun of Caitlyn Jenner? I like Caitlyn Jenner, yes.
No, please.
He makes a good couple.
You don't need a disclaimer when you're talking about him. No.
How you doing? He looks like a woman, but he sounds like a newscaster. Hi, how are you? Good, here. Yes, and I just got endorsed by Adam's Applejack cereal, and boink. Is that wrong? Okay, no, that's not wrong. It's okay. Is he a MILF or is he a GILF? Is he a NERF? Is he a cougar? What is he?
I would go with none of the above, but I got to ask you a serious question. Who is the one person you credit just getting into the business for? Because I've heard that you were a big Carson fan, and as was I. But, I mean, what you do, I love Johnny, but I don't think Johnny could have kept up with you.
Unless he's on cocaine, he'll be like, I am so high right now. I am so high, I can put a Yugo in orbit. I'm a little paranoid. Is that a new drummer? Okay, just a little. No. I would have to say Richard Pryor. Who else would be it? Carl Spencia is definitely one of the guys I've learned a lot from. He took me on the road. He goes, you're going to learn. That's what you're going to learn, Pablo. Don't be stupid. Put this tour together. And first he got Paul Rodriguez and George Lopez on it. George Lopez, how you doing, man, George? And then he goes, you know what? I want to get some guys. So he got me and Freddie Soto to go on there. And I swear, during that tour for 3 years, I had 36 months. We hung out for 34 months. That guy is a writing machine. He just goes on stage for 3 hours. It's funny. I mean, everything I learned how to do business. I learned how to, to deal with some managements and stuff with that guy. And he was so good about it. Yeah, and he broke out big time, man. You know, we went to the Waffle House every day.
As always, Pablo, it is a pleasure talking to you. And
right.
Hopefully we'll see you soon.
But I'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks, man.
You've been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.